Today is Monday, February 10th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill in Congress that would close a tax loophole regarding carried interest that allows investors to pay less income tax. The legislation, called the Carried Interest Fairness Act, would require that carried interest income be taxed like regular income. Right now, some investors are able to divert some wage income to fall under the lower 23.8% capital gains tax rate instead of being subject to ordinary income tax rates of up to 40.9%. Baldwin said that President Donald Trump has previously called the loophole unfair to American workers. Baldwin's legislation has about 13 co-sponsors, all Democrats, in the U.S. Senate. The fate of the bill is unclear given Republican control of both houses of Congress and the White House. A Wisconsin congressman proposes a bill that would ban federal government contracts for special government employees. Second District Representative Mark Pocan plans to introduce the Eliminate Looting of Our Nation by Mitigating Unethical State Kleptocracy Act, or the Elon Musk Act. Musk heads the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, which looks to cut waste in government spending. Pocan says the text of his planned legislation will be forthcoming. At the Capitol, a Republican bill would reverse State Superintendent Jill Underley's overhaul of how the Department of Public Instruction measures student achievement on state tests. Watertown Senator John Jagler co-authored the legislation and says we need to be expecting more out of our kids, not less. Deputy State Superintendent Tom McCarthy defended the changes, saying they were made with input from educators. The bill would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019 to 2020, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-22 school year. A new rule for election observers in Wisconsin is awaiting action by lawmakers. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has drafted 12 pages of what observers may and may not do at polling places. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs told the Assembly Elections Committee that there's not a lot WEC can do if poll workers or voters have complaints regarding observers. But Republican legislative staffer and former state representative Janelle Branchin argued that the 60-day process to investigate complaints will take too long. Commissioner Don Millis, a Republican, told the Assembly Elections Committee that current state law is too vague and could allow Republican observers to feel intimidated. Republican State Representative Paul Tittle of Manitowoc said the rule lacks any punishment for violations. Millis said WEC lacks authority to propose consequences that's up to lawmakers. Tittle drafted a bill during the last session, but it was vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. The committee can request changes to the rule or forward it to the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules. OpenAI is scouring the U.S. for sites to build a network of huge data centers to power its artificial intelligence technology, expanding beyond a flagship Texas location and looking across 16 states to accelerate the Stargate project championed by President Donald Trump. The maker of ChatGPT has put out a request for proposals and this week began visiting locations in Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Trump touted Stargate, a newly formed joint venture between OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank, shortly after returning to the White House last month. Direct primary care is an increasingly popular healthcare option. Patients at these clinics pay a fee of roughly $50 to $100 a month and get easier direct access to their doctor for routine care as often as they want for no extra cost. Experts say it may become more common under health policy changes that President Donald Trump's administration is expected to pursue. But public health experts caution not to think of direct primary care as a replacement for insurance because the monthly fee covers nothing beyond visits. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds snowmobilers and ATV-UTV riders that no ice is 100% safe. DNR wardens report a number of incidents of recreational vehicles going through the ice throughout the state. The DNR's 2025 fatal crash reporting reflects 6 fatal off-highway vehicle incidents so far this year. 4 out of those 6 incidents involved UTVs going through the ice. There has also been 1 ice-related snowmobile fatality. With sturgeon spearing and other popular fishing activities on lakes, it is extremely important to keep safety at the forefront. Keep these safety tips in mind when operating recreational vehicles during the winter. Remember, UTVs are heavy. They are the heaviest recreational vehicle out on the ice, often being close to 3,000 pounds. This is similar to a car or truck. Have a plan in case you do go through the ice. Roll your window down when traveling on the ice and make sure you can easily open your door. Make sure you have life jackets or some other type of flotation for every occupant of the UTV. Recovery of the UTV or other vehicle is the responsibility of the owner operator. After 30 days, the owner can be fined each day after 30 days. Recovery rates for the machine can also be very expensive. This may not be the year to explore new locations. Stick to known areas that typically have better ice conditions. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions. Local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops are the best sources for local current ice conditions. Never consume alcohol or drugs before or during your ride. Carry a cell phone and let people know where you are going and when you'll return home. And watch for pressure ridges or ice buckling. These can be dangerous due to thin ice and open water. Visit the DNR's Ice Safety webpage for more information on staying safe on the ice. June Dairy Breakfast events have become a tradition in most parts of Wisconsin, but La Crosse County won't be having one this year. In a social media post, the La Crosse County Lions said that this year's dairy breakfast is canceled. In the post, the organization said that they discovered during planning that they didn't have enough people to put on the event this year. Thousands of people attend the La Crosse County event each year. Last year, there were several dozen dairy breakfast events across Wisconsin. Representative Tony Kurtz will be holding listening sessions for constituents of the 41st Assembly District to attend and share their thoughts, concerns, and ideas on what's happening in their community and statewide. Today, Kurtz will be holding listening sessions at the Reedsburg Library from 10:30 to 11:30, the Waniwok Library from 2:30 to 3:30, and from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Lake Delton Village Hall. In recognition of the thousands of students transported to and from school every day, Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Wisconsin School Bus Driver Appreciation Week. Since 1976, the Wisconsin School Bus Association has ensured the state's school bus drivers are recognized and appreciated through the annual Appreciation Week event held every second week in February. This commemorative week recognizes all school transportation personnel who are involved in the highest standards of safe practices to assure the protection of their passengers, our state's most precious cargo. In Wisconsin, there are more than 12,000 school bus drivers who safely transport more than 400,000 students to and from school each day and travel an average of 144 million miles a year. School Bus Driver Appreciation Week, which runs this week, is an excellent opportunity for parents, students, teachers, administrators, motorists, schools, and others to show their appreciation to their school bus drivers. These drivers are true champions, ensuring Wisconsin students have a safe and reliable ride to school and home every day. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfowl stamp funding. Applications will be accepted through Friday. For eligibility information and criteria application guidance, funding priorities, and further information, visit the Stamp Grant Opportunities and Applications webpage.